The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, Ryan Griffin. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Stadium Fan Cave, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu with you. It's Texans Late Night, and 24 hours from now, I might be very happy or very sad. I don't know.
It's a 50-50 chance for you,
yes,
Mark. And
yes.
I really hope you're very, very happy. Will
you
be wearing red tomorrow night?
Of course, I'll be wearing some kind of red because it's
a red jacket.
Battle Red Night. No,
red
I don't have
pants.
A red
jacket.
You know, I wanted to, no red
You wanted
pants.
Red pants.
That's not a good look on a man, okay? I was thinking maybe red jacket. I got to buy a red jacket somewhere. But I'd only wear it one night a year, and maybe
okay.
to a Christmas party.
You'd wear it every year.
Yeah.
Every year on Battle Red Day.
Well, it's obviously a very busy week here at NRG Stadium, and for more reasons than just the Patriots game, which is coming up on Sunday night, how about this? The Advocare V100 Texas Bowl matchup was announced. Texas Tech facing LSU December 29th in this building. And the coaches of the teams were in town. Cliff Kingsbury for the Red Raiders and Les Miles for LSU. And various questions came up from the media, including something about the evolution of the Texas Tech offense and the Veer and the wishbone. Here's how Kingsbury handled it.
I don't know much about the Veer wishbone, so I'll let you take that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's the advantage of youth. I'm a little young for some of those.
You know, those guys were pretty good together, actually.
That's a bowl game in itself, those two head coaches between Kingsbury
yep.
and Les Miles. And we both had a chance to catch up with them afterwards. I'd like to say I'm a true pro because Mark offered for me to interview Kingsbury. And I said, that's okay.
Actually, no, I said,
I don't
trust you to do. No, I'm just kidding. No, why were like six women lined up outside the
Everybody
door of my studio?
Everybody wanted
when
to
I'm
interview
Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to be distracted. So I think as a true professional, I was like, I will focus on Les Miles. And he did not disappoint.
He's phenomenal.
Full of personality. Dare I say my favorite new college head coach?
I think that's acceptable.
He's my favorite.
That's acceptable.
He's a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great game December 29th. And you got both those coaches in the building this week. And the teams will be here, which is the really important thing December
29th. That's right. And, you know, also on that same day, we talked to Nate Washington. He was at our Verizon Players show. And social media is so interesting. Nate is not on it, and he explained why.
And it's me personally. My reason, I have no social media because I'm a very emotional person. And I do know that there are such things as trolls and people that are going to have their opinion that I may not like.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I would spend a whole day trying to reply to everybody that said something that I don't like. And I know my emotions, and I just try to stay away from it.
I think that's a smart athlete right there.
You know, but I do want to say that it's not just the negative. He said that also he would love to be able to reach out to fans.
Yeah.
And he loves getting accolades and when people praise him. He said, I love to do that, but unfortunately you can't separate the good from the bad.
But he's
better
right.
to stay away.
It's a time sponge, though. How much time do I spend on Twitter every day and Facebook and all this stuff? You could just scroll through that stuff for hours.
You just get lost in it.
Yeah, and then you see some of the negative comments because it's not all sunshine here at NRG Stadium, as we've
what?
All learned.
Stop.
Yes, yes.
Stop it, Mark.
So you see some of the negative comments and you want to respond, but you, you got to be very careful with that stuff. Here's what else you have to be careful about. Calling Bill O'Brien a certain name. No, I'm just kidding. He actually likes it. It's our break check. Pump the brakes moment. As we found out in New England, he had a certain nickname, Teapot. How did he get it? What's the evolution?
On the teapot. Those weren't stickers. That was started
yellow,
by Hoyer.
Don't they little yellow things?
You want to talk about the teapot, you got to ask Hoyer. He caused that. He was the one. I think he's called up there and tried to get it sent here, but I'm not sure it's made its way to Houston.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do you write all of your Bill O'Brien stories on a teapot? Is this like the world's largest teapot?
No, I think they just put a little check mark or
is
something.
Is it just a
there.
Quick summary Let, of
well, I
think
just
it's a just date?
Something that happened and maybe a quick note.
Yeah.
I want to see this thing.
I want to see the teapot. Well, Brian Hoyer talked about it too, and he said that they would approve him and Tom Brady, what would go on the teapot or not.
Right.
And a lot of times O'Brien would say, that does not qualify.
They have criteria,
and they would,
right?
And they would overrule him. They say, this definitely is going on the teapot.
And you know what? I dare you. I dare you to call him teapot. I mean, that's a nickname, right?
I could slip it in a conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
I think so. He's got a good sense of humor about it. Everybody was afraid to bring it up when Brian Hoyer first got here.
Right.
And then once it came out, you know, OB has said, this week's about the Patriots and the Texans, but whatever questions you want to ask me, I'll answer them.
You know how you know
he has been that way.
You know how you know Brian Hoyer is so secure in the starting quarterback job right now?
How?
He was willing to talk about this in public to the media, like at length, and share details about it and the days with Tom Brady back in New England and all of that.
It's always fun to hear about their days back in New England, and I'm sure we're going to hear plenty more after tomorrow's game. So, you know what else we love to hear? Would you rather? This week, we checked in with the players on this week's Would You Rather.
Would you rather have all-you-can-eat salad over 2 days or one steak meal in 2 days?
Can I add things to my salad? Yeah, I'll take the salad for 2 days.
One meal of lobster and steak, for sure, especially if it's the steak of my choice.
Oh, no. I got to spread that out. Give me the salad. Do I get to put in my ingredients?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll take the one meal.
Not a salad guy?
No.